Blog Talk Radio.
Right, Habar Ghani, Hotel, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are tuned in to The Narrative. And my guest host today, as usual, will be Kendall Strahan. And
hey, how you doing?
And our other guest would be Sister Minister Lavette Muhammad. And we're going to have a guest that I'm waiting on right now is Brother Derek Muhammad. He's a film producer, writer, visionary, and a director, and so much more that our brother does. And he's going to also be on with us today to give his analysis of the shock of the hour. Let's see. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing good, considering. I'm doing real good. I can't complain.
Right. Area code 818. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
This is Derek Muhammad, brother. Salam alaikum.
That's Malika Salam. This is my guest here. All right. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, man, we dealing really in the East Coast today. Because my cousin, Kendall Strahan, he lives in New Hampshire, and Brother Derek lives in Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Atlanta, Georgia. All right, y'all, so you know, because it's going to be a power-packed discussion here, so I'm going to just go right into this show, because we only got an hour. But the call-in number to those who want to call in and voice their opinions or whatever, is area code 914-205-5519. And you'll be directed to our switchboard, and all you'd have to do is press 1 in order to get in to be heard onto the show. All right, so here we go. First, I just want to say that the latest news from the World Health Organization of the coronavirus disease, COVID-19 outbreak, they said as of yesterday, they have about 2,804,796 cases worldwide. And now moving on to the deaths. They say it was 193,722 deaths confirmed in 213 countries and territories as of yesterday. Now, I want to hear from you all, because I know what I heard from Dr. Eileen Muhammad on Elevated Places just this past Thursday on Dr. Ava Muhammad's show on Blog Talk Radio as well. He said, as a practicing doctor, he said whenever these numbers are being given from these groups and organizations, he said you should always time them by seven. Brother Derek, I'm glad you're on here with me, brother. And Kendall, I want you all to go ahead and give me your comments on what y'all think is going on here. Either one can go.
Oh, well, I'll let Brother Derek's the guest. I'll let him go for it.
Okay. Brother Derek?
Okay. All right. So, you know, one of the things is we know this is the end of time, right? So how I looked at it is, even though, in my opinion, white people went in to develop this man-made virus on steroids using, you know, splicing it with SARS and HIV, so the reports say, and I believe it got out of hand. But God is so cold that he allowed them to do it, and he's going to use it in his own way. And what he done is he shut down everything. There's no more mosque, church, synagogue, school, work, play, whatever. He shut it down. I knew it was serious when they shut down the NBA. And then they shut down the casinos in Vegas, right? So all these people are essential employees. So this gave people time to reflect, to get centered, which you had never seen before. I've never seen this, not during Christmas or Hanukkah or pilgrimage, right?
Right.
With that being said, you have to take this time, who are people who are wise and smart, to get centered, to get your thoughts together. I, for example, end up studying finances, businesses, learn how to cut my hair, plant it, a fruit tree, a garden, landscape.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm getting ready to learn how to make my own deodorant, right? So,
yeah.
And the people I'm in my circle are doing the same thing. Only period ever will the whole world speak coronavirus. When we had the slave trade, no one, like people in Africa did, you know, people in South Africa didn't have that problem. China, Japan, that only affected America and the Caribbean and the west coast of Africa, right? Where World War II broke down, that affected Europe and America. With the Gulf War, that affected America and the Middle East. But the whole world is affected by invisible enemies, right? All right, that's cool. That's great. So I'm saying, with that being the case, and people are dying, I know several people that's dying. Like my dad in the hospital right now, they say he got it. He been in the hospital before this thing broke out. So I'm skeptical on it, but whatever. He's okay for right now. God bless him. My whole thing is this, man. Whether it's affecting you, it affected the world. And for people that we know in the nation that passed away, we thinking like, dang, he even touched us. And we be thinking we righteous. We untouchable. You know what I'm saying? So this is real talk. But what we going to do? We got to really take this time to build. So I had a conversation. I said, all these corporations, you know, mom and pop stores, like the mom and pop stores are suffering, but the corporations, they got enough money. But a lot of them laid people off. But I heard it was a port where some brothers was out selling detergent and toilet paper in a Walmart park, just killing the game, making money with a crate.
Right.
So we got to go back to the basics. We got to start with our community, with our town, and do business and build up that own Black Wall Street amongst us, and then regional, and then statewide, and then the nation. Because if you try to do it on a national platform, it ain't going to work. We want to be able to put the power in the people and where we can lay hands and trust with one another and build this ecosystem together. If all the churches came together and said we're going to buy our groceries from one spot or from a source at a discount and sold them to the parishioners at a discount, man, we'll make so much money. We'll have saved so much money. We'll have so much economic power. We got to get untrained because it's the tradition that kills us. It's the rituals that kills us. It's the bad habits that kills us. And that is what makes us a slave. And this gives us a time to break away all of that. Because if you're going to get it right or you're going to get wrong. Master Farah Muhammad is no joke. He gave mercy. These last time we've been on this period of time of quarantine has been mercy. It's mercy. Some ain't make it. But the ones who do, make it. And let me say this real quick before I go, because I want to take, I know you only got an hour, but I want to add one more thing.
Oh, no, go ahead.
It was an interesting piece I got, right, this morning. It said the official lockdown started March 23rd and likely end May 1st. That's exactly 40 days. The Latin root word quarantine is 40. What does the Bible say about 40? The flood lasted 40 days, 40 years Moses spent in Egypt, 40 days. Moses stayed on the Mount of Sinai, the Ten Commandments. The Exodus lasted 40 years. Jesus fasted 40 days. 40 days for a woman to rest after giving birth. The optimum number of weeks for human gestation is 40. A group of theologians think that the number 40 represents change. It is the time of preparing a person for people for fundamental change. Something will happen after the 40 days. Just believe and pray. Remember, whenever the number 40 appears in the Bible, there's a change. Please know that since the quarantine, rivers cleared up, vegetation is growing, the air become clear, less pollution, healing. L.A. got no more smog. The earth is at rest. Every time in many years in hearts are you, and the earth is at rest, but for the first time in many years, hearts are truly transforming. And remember, we're in the year 2020, and 20 plus 20 equals 40. These are the days of quarantine bringing about a spiritual liberation to our soul and our nation. That's deep. And the messenger of Allah spoke for over 40 years, bro.
Right.
In his 40 year of teaching, bringing the nation back.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead and speak.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that, too. I mean, kind of jumping back on last week, it's kind of like what I was saying last week. I look at this as a reflection period, not just for the country, but as for individuals. Like my wife and I were saying, you know, earlier today, you see things you haven't seen in a long time. You see families kind of come together. I mean, they have to now, but you know, you see families come together and walk around with their kids more. Your parents are actually forced in a situation where they have to learn to teach their kids and not let the school system do it, which, you know, in my opinion, parents should have been more involved, you know, anyway. But, you know, there's no need to hearsay. Also, I mean, like you were saying about the vegetation and people selling deodorant and stuff, I mean, that's amazing. You know, that means we're getting back to what I look at as, I say, our roots of who we are as a people, you know, that – you kind of got to get back to the source of who we are and what we used to do naturally. I think the system itself has put so much, I guess, noise, for better words, in our face. And like you said, this is a quiet time. This is a time of reset for the earth. Like you said, the air is clean in certain areas. I mean, I live up in the mountains, and, you know, the wildlife is coming out like crazy up there. Like, we do have moose that come out and roam, but they're really coming out now. You know, and that just shows you that the earth is going through a reset just like we are, and people need to really take this time and say, hey, you know, I need to get myself right and help my people get together. And like you said, we black people in general, we need to take this time and take this window of opportunity and learn how to come together and make something happen. Because in my opinion, I believe if we don't take this time, this is going to be the last one that we're going to have in this country. America ain't trying to give us shit. I mean, I'm sorry, I hate to say it like that, but this is a window of opportunity. If we don't take it, we're going to miss it.
Right.
We gotta hit the ground running when we get let loose. We can't play around. Ain't no time to be in no club, shaking up, line dancing, none of that. Line dancing in here.
Right. Right. That's right. That's right. y'all, I want to tell y'all, we're gonna have a lot of young families gathering up, listening to us today. We got a lot of young ears, so let's kind of keep it tight.
Excuse me, brother. I apologize. I still got some cleaning up to do, brother.
I see we have a caller on line E32. Let me open this line. Hello, caller E32. What's your name and where you calling from?
I have
you're
an
on mute.
Number. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
832.
Hey.
Call from Houston.
Yo, you calling from Houston? You have a question or a comment?
No, sir. I'm just listening.
Okay. Okay. I'll put you back on hold.
Brother Thomas.
Oh, Brother Thomas. All right. All right, Brother Thomas. How you doing, brother? Salaam alaikum. All right. Let's see. Now, brothers, you know, that's why I love these type of discussions, because what Brother Derek laid out in the beginning and what Kendall did. Kendall, don't you know that's the exact same thing, train of thought you had from last week. Because that's what one of the main things that you said, that you taking this time as a reflection moment. That's exactly what this is, a reflection moment. And like Brother Derek said, man, I'm of the impression, man, that after what we saw with government, when this whole conflict started, they were not able to hit the people, but yet they've been taking the people's money all this time. And now it looks like the people, like Brother Derek was pointing to, man, we're going back to college, doing cottage industries now. We're going to have to start coming up with other ways of making money from the ways we've just been sitting around just loafing. And I hate to say it, but it is the truth. Some of them, we've been told to do for self for many years, but because you had the comfort of having a check come in every 2 weeks, you didn't even try to even make the effort to even lift your fingers up to even do anything. So come on, brothers and sisters, we're gonna have to move. We're gonna have to move on this. This is not a business as usual situation. What do you think about these loafers, Brother Derek?
You know, the one of the things is it's two type of people in the world, trained and untrained, right? And the untrained are waiting on the people to do for them, you know? I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people want the government, the city, their mama, their baby mama, some dude to take care of them. But we know right now, based on this, people lost their job. They got furloughed. They out of work, you know. And I'm going to get – they say what they want about Trump, but I give it to him for making an effort to cut some money to the people. He didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He could have let – you know, he could have let everybody just suffer. I don't see nothing wrong with what he did with the stimulus package. I don't see nothing wrong with him saying we need to jumpstart the economy and him – taking control of the finances of the United States. I hats off to him. He can say what he wants. You know, ain't the president been our friend anyway. They all been racist, so what else is new?
Yeah.
But my point is this.
Exactly.
We cannot no longer, especially after this period, have differences because people are dying. Muslims dying, Christians dying, Buddhists dying, white folks dying, black folks dying, old people. People you like, people you don't like is dying. We all speak this language. So we got to put aside and we got to find a common core and unite on whatever ground you can, whether it's education, setting up our proper schools online, because we can no longer allow them to teach our babies. They go to school for 12 years and get a sixth grade education. Adequate. Cass is graduating school. I did an interview on my podcast. A girl, she's an educator. She says, She's teaching in the school system. They graduate and can't read. It's a travesty. Now, what is wrong where we used to get killed for knowing how to read? Now we can't read on purpose. What happened with that?
Right.
We've been duped. We've been tricked. We've been bamboozled and hoodwinked. And we, as educated, sovereign black men, we are like the Supreme Wisdom say. We are held accountable. The civilized man's duty is to teach the uncivilized knowledge, wisdom, understanding, culture, and refinement. Failure to do that, you will be punished by the nation. I do not want to be punished. I have to get off my horse. I got to go out in my perspective field of endeavor and teach what I can. And if you do that in your field of endeavor, a brother do that in his field, we can all build together like cells in the body. And them cells become organs. And that organ become a body, and we can move as a unit, and we can get this earth, which belongs to the original black man. The universe
That's
belongs
right.
to the original black man. And Master Ross said, I didn't come for followers. I come to make a nation of gods. That's the only religion I want. Any other
right.
will not do. If I can't become a god, I don't want it. I'm going to throw it in the trash can. I don't believe in no spook god.
Right.
You feel me? But have I acted, there's times in my life, I acted like I believe in a spook god. So now we got to shed that. We in Ramadan too. How beautiful is that Ramadan here where we can get the fast? Man, if this is not orchestrated by a higher force, I don't know what is, man.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to be forced to unite or we going to die.
That's right.
Period.
Unite or perish.
I want to believe it. I know we all got to go. I want to go out like a champion and die a Muslim death.
Right.
That's what I'm
right.
talking about.
The death of
or
a righteous man.
Right. Or we can go get the big name and they'll sing our praises for generations.
That's right. That's right.
All praises to Allah.
There you go. Exactly. Kendall, you want to hit on that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he summed up in the nutshell. I mean, like I said, this is not a time to waste. I mean, me personally, I think we need to start moving in the direction now. But my only question is, as a people, can we do it? And the only reason I say that, you know, is because we've been so programmed as a people, you know, for so long to where we think life is one way when the reality is a whole nother way. And you know, and I hate to, you know, say, you know, the white man this and white man that, but, it, I mean, reality is reality. They created a system that was not designed for us, but we got to learn how to maneuver in it. Like my dad used to always say, life is a game. You just got to know how to play it. And this is, I'm going to say it again, this is that period of time where we have an open window. As people, black people in this country, a country that's ours, but, you know, that's a whole other story. I'll go on that later. But a country that's ours, and we need to learn how to maneuver within this time and make it work for us. And not just about money, but spiritually, mentally, and health-wise. You know, all those old habits of eating fatbacks and collard greens and all that other stuff, all that needs to go. You know, that needs to go. You know, I'm a victim of it. I used to love soul food. I grew up on it. But as I got older, I realized that stuff ain't healthy. It was really designed to kill us. And look at this virus
right.
here. It attacks people with high blood pressure, diabetes, hypertension. That's majority of black people.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, we that's what I said. We need to take this time and get ourselves together because nobody's going to do it for us. If we don't do it now, we don't take it, hey, it's gone. It's going to be gone. And we're going to look back and, well, we should have, could have, would have, well, hey, that window gone, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. You. Sir,
can I add
say,
something
there?
To that, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, go
you
for
know,
it.
Let me say this. If we look in history, over 120 years ago, that dollar did not exist.
No, it
didn't. It was all, they was trading silver, gold, fur, goats, chickens, corn, wheat, cotton, right? The dollar,
yes, sir.
The dollar did not exist. So that for that economy that everybody loved with this plush and this luxurious lifestyle and the Robb Report, that all was recreated in the last 100-something years, right?
Right.
But it was created because a man created it. Him and his constituents, his group, a group of men with a like-minded created this whole society that they got right now, the white man system, right?
Right.
So when people say, oh, I don't know how we're going to do it because the system is, we have to get out of their system. See, I'm an independent filmmaker. So when I function, I can't function the way Hollywood do it. I don't go with the unions. I can't afford that. They got too many rules. They move the carrot. So I got to take my system that I created and make my own movies, then have my target, then have my way to distribute it, my way to receive the funds. It's on a small level, but it's a system. So what I'm saying
right.
is just with that same system, we got to create that same thing. We got to create a system out of that system. That's what Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma was. And we was thriving so cold they blew it up. If they had never messed with us, you imagine where we would be as a power in America? But they did.
I know,
so
man.
We can't even talk about
but
that.
But they did.
So we got to stand on the principles of what they did and recreate it. And we have to have a code of ethics. That's why I said it has to be created locally with people you can touch, people you can see.
Mm-hmm.
You can do business on
right.
the phone. You know, I've done plenty of business on the phone with people. But when you're doing something major, you working together, it got to be done cohesively with trust
right.
and integrity. You know?
Right.
A commitment to finish the task at hand and not sell out or get sold out or get greedy. Because
right.
our generations depend on it. My children, my grandchildren, my future great grandchildren, they depended on what we should do. And we're behind the eight ball right now. We should have been up and running, but we co-opted. We went for money luxury that the white man said that he had for us instead of making the money luxury good home that we can create for ourselves. And they're doing it in
mm-hmm.
Africa. They're doing it in China. I just saw a picture of Wuhan, China. I wonder
right.
why they not, man, if I send you this video, I saw Wuhan, China, you would want to go there. They might not let you in, but you would want to go there. Man, they got, it looked like Wakanda.
Yeah, it looked nice.
Asian Wakanda. I'm going to send it to you on the text, brother. This
okay.
thing
That'll
is
work.
So cold-blooded, and they did not share this openly. I mean, it put America to shame.
That's why they. That's why they talked
it. And they
yeah.
say that's
yep.
where it started. But that and there's the whole thing about that because that's the infrastructure there that they were studying, and they had a contract
right.
to do it. But that's a whole other thing. But my point is, what they did with that city, Lord have
mm-hmm.
mercy. But
that's why
it
was targeted.
In your mind, you think Chinese yeah. people was living in grass huts and having rice farms.
Right, right,
right. No.
Right.
No. Massive, man. Massive. But we could do the same. We could do it. We going to do it. We have to do it. We got no choice. Or we going to die trying. Period. I do not
right.
want to be found when the God come back. I want to get my book in my right hand. I want to be found working. You know, and it's easier said than, I mean, talk, but we're in 10 days of Ramadan right now. That's mercy. We got mercy right now. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
we walk and act on that, brother, and the universe is aligning up with us because, I mean, it's all based on truth right now. The lies are getting
right.
exposed. Even the devil and Satan is fighting each other right now. They at war in hell. We just got to stay out their way, let them kill each other, and walk on into paradise.
You know, exactly. You know, a brother had introduced a song to me that I never knew existed, but Billy Paul, y'all know Billy Paul. What's that brother name? The Me and Mrs. Jones.
Billy Paul.
Oh,
Billy
okay.
Paul
yeah,
has
yeah.
a song. Yeah. Billy Paul has a song called War of the Gods. Y'all ought to give a listen to that. War of the Gods. Yeah.
Well, he was a Muslim, so I don't
check it out.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't doubt it. We are at
yeah.
war. War of the
war.
Gods. And what I like about what you and Kendall was pointing out is that, you know, when I'm hearing you all talk, this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing the voices of reasoning, and you're calling out, and some are still refusing to hear that voice of truth that is sounding like thunder rather than a melodic tone of music. The world is in trouble as the leadership in all phases of human endeavors are plunging into total darkness. They can't see, but the people can see, but the leadership can't see. Did y'all just recently hear what President Cornchuk had to say concerning about disinfecting? Yeah. You ask people to drink down some disinfectant, and then guess what? Some people, that was so bad, but my wife brought me a newspaper article. 30 people did it in New York.
Yeah.
And they said that the pausing control started receiving calls.
These folks here.
What in the world is going on? Hey, let me see. I see y'all. We have another caller on the line. Let me see. Let me open them up. Hey, area code 832-326. You have a question or a comment? Hello? Question or comment? Okay, they're just holding just for the show. Right, we just got listeners today. And but if any of you all want to get into the discussion, the area code is 914-205-5519. Okay, y'all, let's move on into some very serious waters here. Because a lot of people, I don't understand. Brother, with all these natural disasters that's taking place all over the world, I read in Elijah Muhammad's book on the fall of America, where he discussed it that he spoke of four great judgments of America and the world. We might as well say in the world, because the world is suffering these things also from God. And that was, he mentioned rain, hail, snow, earthquakes. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to share some of this week's report from around the world, from the Public Health of England Global Hazard Weekly Bulletin. And let's see, did Elijah Muhammad and his teacher, Master Farad Muhammad, and Minister Farrakhan told the truth? Now, I'm going to run this down very quickly, so just listen up. We got Afghanistan flooding, Angola flooding, Burkina Faso flooding, Burundi flood landslides. Wow. Canada,
yeah.
6 months of rain dropped in 6 hours in New, I think it's Casadona, Chile, a historic drought that's been going on for the past 10 years. It's still going on. China, severe hailstorm struck a province there, causing property damage and power outage. Italy, Mount Etna erupts. And let me say a little something about that, about mountain eruption. Man, do we even realize just how dangerous that is?
Because, yeah, that ain't good.
Because if that eruption and that lava reaches up to a certain height in the atmosphere, which the ceiling of gravity is 6 miles high, if it goes past that, then you all do know what goes up got to come down, right? And when it comes down, the heat that's there between the fallout and the ozone layer is going to harden it on its way down. Whatever substance that is, that's why the Bible and the Quran speaks about brimstone, because that's what those are. And when they hit, they're going to hit from well over, 40,000? I would say probably about, 7,000 to 8,000 miles up. Man, that's bad, bro. But let's move on. But Japan had a powerful earthquake. It shook Japan. They felt it all over. Kenya, flash floods and landslides. Those are very dangerous as well.
Yeah.
The United Kingdom, dry weather sparking the aggressive spread of wildfires. And then they say in the United States, just this week, it was tornadoes and storms that killed at least 7 people across 3 states. And the last I'm gonna share with this is Yemen. 7 killed, 85 injured in northern Yemen. It was flash floods. Water. I tell you, those drums are beating, and just like in the movie, The Color Purple, God trying to tell you something.
Yeah,
brother Derek, your comments, brother.
Hey, you said it all in a nutshell. You know, the whole thing, we got to get restore balance in the universe, man. He said that the God was going to use the forces of nature to get your attention, and you will submit. You know, I'm in Atlanta, and just was a week ago, the tornadoes came through here, causing damage and destruction all through the southeast. Fortunately for me, I didn't have a problem. I did have where a tree fell in my backyard into the neighbor's yard, but only thing damaged was the fence. So I'm very fortunate for that, you know. But other than that, it could have been a whole lot worse, you know. So, you know, with that being said, you know, this Farrakhan said that the death angel's in America, and as you can see, people are checking out. Like, I think right after Kobe passing, it got ill. And to me, I think they killed Kobe, but I'm a conspiracy theorist, if to say the least. I think they murdered him, and I think that was the play to bring this whole thing about.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, as far as, like, the weather, yeah, because I've been noticing it, too. Like I said, even though I'm, you know, you can kind of tell that the air is different. Like I said, I don't know if it's because I'm so far up, because I'm 2 hours outside of Canada. So I don't know if it's just because of where I'm at, but even up here, like around this time of the year, and I've only been here about 3 years going on four, it starts warming up now. And it's a little warm now, but like tomorrow, I think it's supposed to snow either tomorrow or late on the night. I mean, this is crazy. Snow been gone, but it keeps coming back. So
wow.
I'm like, hey, man, something is up, you know, and it's crazy. You know, like I was hearing about the tornadoes in down south, you know, so I think it was what? Tennessee, Tennessee, wasn't it? I'm not really sure, but I know it was towards the south.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it was
towards Atlanta area. Yeah, I was like, man, this is crazy. Something is up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, you got to think, like, right now, yesterday I think it was, like, maybe almost 80. Now it's low, maybe high 60. So it's fluctuating. And it's not healthy when you be hot one day and the temperature drops and your pores all open. You get pneumonia and you get sick. So, sometimes it snows in April, Prince
said. Yeah, I remember that song. Sometimes it snows in April. Hey, Sade used to sing a song on something like that, too.
Yeah, I think so.
It snows in April. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
The jump I put you – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Ken.
I didn't think about it. It didn't click until Brother Derek just said that about the climate change fluctuating and it opened up your pores and you get sick that way. And it made me think about the virus, too, because the virus, it kind of is mutating. It's like it's weird because it seemed like it's an adapting to the way, I guess, we live in a sense. Because at one time they were saying, hey, if it's too hot, it'll kill a virus. Now they're saying if it's too cold, the virus can stay on the surface longer, or if it's too, they don't know. So I'm thinking with this weather change and then people, you know, pores open up, you're sweating 1 minute, next minute you got the chills. You know, that's not good either, you know, for the spread of what's going on, you know. And I like to say, I don't know if it was man. Well, we know it was man-made. I ain't going to even play around and I say that. It was man-made. It just, I believe it got out of hand. They didn't think
right,
it was going to
yeah,
do what
right.
it did, and they couldn't keep up with it. It got away from
right.
it. Kind of like the cocaine era, you know, hence that, hey,
exactly.
let's put this over here, and it starts spreading in the air, and it's like, oh, we got a problem now. That's kind of what's
right.
happening now.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Same with heroin and crystal meth. It affecting them. You know, they keep falling out and housewives on heroin. You know, I do stand-up comedy, and one of my jokes, I was like, if you're a white woman in the suburbs and you're on heroin, you are crazy. You know what I mean? You are absolute loser. I can see if you was in the hood with nothing and on heroin, you deserve to nod out and be high because you got nothing. But you got a house in the suburbs, and a 401k, and you on heroin, you are just wasting your good whiteness, and you deserve what you get.
Yep. And I mean, cause look at this, cause what we're talking about is the shock of the hour. Because if you look at whenever people fall into shock, what do they do, brothers?
You look like a deer caught in headlights when the shot hits.
Exactly. They just stop, right?
Yeah.
They just stop. I mean, look at the people. They are looking ungroomed, uncertain as to the judgment of God. They just continue to become more and more savage in thought and behavior. As we just witnessed, those nuts standing out there with guns and flags want to go back to work. But hey, if you're trying to go back to die, help yourself. If you're that stupid. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but famine is on the way. And the reason why famine is on the way, because look at the conditions. People are buying out the food supply. We talked about that last week. On a daily basis, in the capitalist greed of the diehards, that's all they see is profit. Instead, they not looking down the road because their vision is too short. And some of them are beginning to sound the alarm. As we saw this week, they sound the alarm. Tell the people. They need to limit the food supply. You're being told, you're being warned. But yet, the onslaught of the buyer is still continuing, and a food shortage is going to come to America. It's going to hit America. It's going to hit all over the world.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. Let's not stop there. What about the water supply? It's being tainted with the flushing. Listen.
Yeah.
It's being tainted with the flushing of multi cleaning chemicals. The people's blood, saliva, and vomit are all going down the drain. The water is being treated, yes, but soon the pumps are going to stop because of the failing of parts due to the low oil production to keep the machines running. This is not good. No water leads to total desperation and desolation. Imagine water holes, as we see in India and other low economic areas of the world, where people have to share the same water pockets just to wash clothes, drink water, bathe, and clean themselves. Water from the water that they need to cook in. Bro.
Wow.
I mean, the Quran says the shock of the hour is a grievous thing. Why use the word grievous? Grievous means something bad, severe, serious, terrible, and dreadful. I remember an old gospel song that says, you remember Brother Derek, wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Yep. Wade in the water, and notice what the words say. God is going to trouble the waters. Who are troubling the waters today? Soon the shipping fleets all over the world shall be stopped. The military planes and the ships shall be stopped because of the heart of all. War is looking very close because those who build the world's who bullied the world, so to speak, because of all, will soon be in need of it themselves and will spark the conflicts all over the world. Trouble is on the horizon. I remember Minister Robert, he's Minister Abdul Halim Muhammad. He in Houston said one day that the future wars is not just going to be about just all. The future wars are going to be over water rights. And you can see that bubbling up right now. y'all thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that too. I mean, look at the food shortages and what's going on with the meat packing plants. I mean, we're going to run out. But, you know, I've said this. I haven't said it on this show, but I've said it in just conversations that, hey, the problem with America is that we stopped producing stuff long time ago. You know, everything that we get comes from the outsource. And my question was, hey, if that ever stops, what's going to happen? I didn't ever think I was going to live to see it, but I think I'm going to like to see it real soon, you know, because, you know, we're a consuming country. All we know is take, take, take. You know, we don't know how to take certain things and produce something from it. We just don't do that anymore. And, yeah, we're being forced into doing it now, but the question is it going to be enough? And then it boils down to survival of the fittest. You know, hey, I only got enough to feed my family. I can't help everybody. You know, that's what it's going to boil down to if this don't get figured out quick. You know, and like the water, I didn't even think about that. You know, we have streams and, you know, stuff that runs up here that's natural water. But even, you know, in cities, you know, I didn't even think about that. You know, the water gets tainted. Them pump, people can't work. They shut them pumps off. What's going to happen? That's the same thing with the power.
Right.
We really got to think that far ahead. Hey, once somebody can't work the power plant, people can't work no more and they stop running the power plant, so what's going to happen? How are we going to survive? How y'all going to make
right.
it? You know, that's what I keep saying. We got to really evaluate this thing and I hate to say look for the worst to happen and be prepared for it, but, you know, we're not heading in the upper spiral. It's kind of like stocks. It's like a downtrend. It's happening and it's not our fault. It's just the power that be. It's all about the money and lining their pockets to where they don't care about the people. Hell, they even said it. They care about the economy and not the people. And don't get me wrong. I understand that you got to have a move and come. Money has to move. I got that. I really do because I have a business. I have two of them. But, you know, this is put a damp on it. But anyway, you know, it's just we're in a critical state right now. You know, and it's really hard to tell where to go, what's your next move. But that's what I said. This is reflection. You got to take this time to get yourself together, get your mind right, get your health right, because you don't know what's coming. You might have to backpack it and make a move. You don't know. But,
that's so
you know,
true.
That's my two cents.
And I'm going to say this, you know, and this is a prime time for business-minded people to take a look at what companies die during this period of time and what companies thrive during this period of time.
Right.
And for sure, you know, it was the grocers. It was food. It was toilet paper. It was the necessities.
Right.
No, it wasn't. Nobody was worried about going to get no Gucci shoes. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was worried about anything that didn't have anything to do with survival and the need. And when you fulfill those needs, not even clothes didn't even matter. You know? Clothes didn't even matter. I bought seeds to plant in my garden, soil, you know, in case I'm going to grow me some food, vegetables, you know, planted fruit trees. But these essentials are key. So for business people that's listening, we got to start thinking about what is, because it's going to come back around. We just got to be prepared. This was a test.
Right.
And the next one is going to, as far as I said, the next one is going to be serious. It's the big one. And
it's going to be famine.
Yeah, and we got to be prepared because Elijah Muhammad said his followers going to eat. What does he mean by that? Does he mean his followers or you mean people who follow what he said? Because there's some followers that
follow
ain't following what he said.
Yep.
So the point is
we
got to get off of the stump. We got to pull aside and we got to really have a come to Jesus meeting and figure this thing out from top to bottom, from babies to take care of elderly, to taking care of the handicapped, to taking care of women and children and ourselves, because we the only thing we got. We all the what we got.
That's
and
right.
And I don't want to go out
it's
like
all.
That. You know, and we cannot wait on a stimulus package to hit you, because money might not be worth it. But you could trade you some watermelon. You could trade you some watermelon for a bucket of rice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
See,
that's
the reason why I made mention earlier about cottage industries. Man, I mean, industry, we can say that, because that's what it takes. It's going to take trade, because I can't see why if I'm raised, I got a good, healthy, tomatoes that I can't exchange with you for your peas. Nothing wrong with that. And plus, most of the poor nations poor nations as well as economically strapped people here in the United States, we've been doing that all along. I mean, we share with one another. If you walk across the street, somebody's got a barbecue pit smoking, y'all know what happens, especially when you live down here in the South when we have hurricanes. People fire up the pit. We don't have no lights on.
We go eat.
No lights, no nothing. And we go put some. I got the fire going. Yeah, then we come on out. Yeah, man, we got our beef. We want to put on there.
Yeah. Well, you figure out the freezer's going bad. Let's smoke up the meat.
Yeah, let's go smoke up the meat. And Brother Derek is absolutely right, man. And that's why I say, man, we're going to have to start thinking more pragmatic right now. Is a very good word, because man, we are definitely in a crisis. You don't see the crisis right now because in a way, a lot of your states stepped in and they kind of don't have you paying your bills right now. But remember, doctor, you gonna pay your bills. The only issue I had with Trump. With that $1,200, hey, it's good to give that, but why didn't you give them more than that? Because the reason why I say that is because you gave that $1,200, but yet the people are getting ready to have to start repaying on their light, their gas, and their water. Brother Derek, don't you know, brother, I was driving down the road down here in Houston. These are all female. If y'all know what a Whataburger and Popeyes and all that their drive through would look like, they had a drive through line at a hair and beauty care place.
No.
The minute they got that stimulus, that's what the hell they went and did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at how much time we got left for this conversation.
Let's see. Wow. We have 7 minutes. 7 minutes and 55.
Oh, man, it's been a 7-minute conversation.
Go ahead and take it.
I'm going to tell you what the main problem with that is. It's those who know fail to tell those who don't know.
Yeah.
That's the main problem. You know what I mean? Because, like, when you're ignorant, you just ignorant. Now, they could be ignorant because they choose to be ignorant, and they can fight you tooth and nail, but they can't say that you didn't tell them, you know?
Right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot of people waking up, white, black, indifferent. It's a lot of people waking up. But there's some people that just love, like in the scripture said it, they was going to be partying when the destruction came. I don't want to be part of that crew shaking it up, line dancing or doing the new dance out while the destruction is coming. I don't want to be that.
That's exactly
what's going
on when they was
we're obligated to keep teaching hard and sharing, condemning but correcting. That's what I say. You know, I used to tell my kids, they all grown, they think they know better. I ain't coming to condemn you. I just want to correct it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's up to you to choose it, but you won't ever say, I didn't tell you. You feel me?
Yep.
And with that attitude, you can sleep better at night because it's all about choice. I'm going to tell you this. It's a show on Netflix. I don't know if y'all saw the show called Messiah. Have y'all saw that show yet?
No, I haven't.
Man, I thought that they was going to take this word Messiah and pervert it. It's a series, right? It's like 10 episodes. But when I got done with the final one, I approved it. I approved what I saw. Check it out.
Right.
And it starts, it's about a guy, it's in real time. Guy starts teaching over in the West Bank, and he ended up, you know, fasting for teacher for like 40 days with no sleep, no food. And a sandstorm appeared to stop these troops from invading the city. So he took a group of people out in the desert, and he rode up on Israel. And they saw him coming, so they arrested him and left his followers in the desert. So when they arrested him, they was trying to, like, what happened? You know, who are you? And he wouldn't tell them who, you know, they like, are you the Messiah? He would never answer. And he was interrogated by the worst Mossad agent they had, who was a brutal dude. And he knew everything about the Mossad agent, all those deep secrets that scared the agent. So he left. So when the agent got drunk, he was going to go back and kill him, but the guy disappeared right in front of his face, like just disappeared out of the cell. And he ended up in Texas right before a tornado came. But I don't want to tell the whole story, but it's very good. Check it out.
Right.
Mixing Israel, mixing Judaism with Christianity and Islam.
Right.
I thought it was going to be perverted because I was nervous, you know, because anytime you're doing a production and you got other people in charge, I was a little nervous. But I was like, okay, all right, I see where they're going. And the last episode, oh, my God, that's all I got to say. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Check it out.
Okay, so you in it?
Netflix. No, I'm not
Netflix.
In it. No, brother, no. Oh, no, I just watched it on Netflix. That's all.
Hey, because that's what I was going to say, man, because like I opened the show, I refer to you as a film producer, writer, visionary, director, all those things.
Yeah, that's true. I humbly accept that. That is so true, and we're working on some things, too. And I think what's intrigued me is I do have a character in one of my scripts similar to this guy, but a little bit more intense. So, but I really,
right.
We have to tell stories to help our people. We have to tell stories to make our people have hope. You know, that's what Hollywood
right.
did. They invented white supremacy and the American dream. I read the book on it, How the Jews Invented
right.
Hollywood. That's what they did.
Oh,
they even co-opted with Disney. Walt Disney was co-opted with the CIA to help, you know, foster in white supremacy and, you know, children stories. And
right.
patriotism. But, and,
oh, my
yeah.
God. Hold on, y'all.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot
along
about Disney, man. People don't know. Yeah. Yeah, Disney's
yep.
something there.
Hey, I just
like,
looked.
Oh, man.
Hey, y'all just looked at the clock, man. We 2 minutes. 2 minutes and 40-something seconds. Kimmy, you wanna pick up on that? And then I'm going to close us out.
Yeah, real quick, kind of just jumping back on something Brother Derek said earlier, what he was saying that you can teach people but they don't listen. But, yeah, I noticed that, too, when I kind of see stuff on social media, people first thing they want to do is, oh, I want to run to the club, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, go get y'all some seeds. Learn how to grow. Learn how to put your hands on something and make something happen because that's what's going to matter in the end. You're going to have to learn how to do stuff with your hands and all this, you know, stuff that they show us that we think we got to have, dude, we ain't got to have that, you know. It's
yeah.
tangible things that we need, and we need to learn that and learn it quick. But go ahead.
Okay,
yep.
Brother Derek, you want to say something before we close up?
Man, I just want to say, man, I wish everybody, you know, the best. I'm sending nothing but good healing vibrations and love and dig deep. Master whatever your craft is. Learn something new because it's getting real. We're going to have to go back to the earth and grow our own food and take care of our own selves because nobody's going to do it for you. No one's coming to save you. No one.
Nope.
That's right.
Is coming to save you. Save yourself.
Okay, look like it's telling me we got about 90 seconds. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to say thanks to my guest, Kendall Strahan, co-host, and my brother Derek. We're going to be talking soon, and I'm just going to leave everybody with this. Newsletter 18 is out, so go and check it out. It's in your email address as well as the link to the show is there as well. I want to let everybody know that in the coming days, I'm getting ready to send out another email blast. I want to begin, as like Brother Derek was saying a little earlier, man, we got to start planting. We need to start building up our supply. So I want to start an operation. I'm going to call it operation. Now I was thinking about share, but now we're going to eventually talk about it. We're going to do a conference. Everybody want to become a part of it. We're going to talk with each other and see about us helping ourselves. Like Brother Derek say, ain't nobody coming here to save you. You're going to have to, it's you and God when it comes down
right,
to
brother.
It. Peace. All right, brothers, we're done.
Thank you, brother, for having me.
Peace. Okay, thank you. Peace. Let's get you a baby.